Maria is up next in California on Immaculate Heart Radio. Hello, Maria.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for calling, for taking my call. And I'm apologize for my pronunciation. My first language is Spanish, obviously.
Ah, perfecto. Yeah. You're doing great. I can understand you more clearly than I can understand Carlo.
Oh.
Watch yourself there, boy.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I have a question that I don't know how to respond to a friend who is a Christian. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when I meet him, he already was a Christian, but he used to be a Catholic. And one day when we engaged a conversation about religion, he was telling me that he one of the things that he left the Catholic Church is because he said, I don't believe in the Apostle Creed, who says states that there is one baptism for the forgiving of sins. And, and I told him, well, Jesus only did once, and he didn't need to be baptized. He did because he wants to show us that we need to forgive our sins, that we need to, you know, to have one baptism in the church, not because Jesus needed.
Right. Maria, was he saying that he thinks there's more than one baptism?
Yeah, he said that he doesn't agree why we have only one baptism.
Ah, okay. I wonder if he's read Ephesians 4, verse 5.
That's the past one.
Well, I told him, well, why we need more than once? Because the baptism is the welcome into the church.
Yeah.
It's the welcome into the Jesus. We die and we, born again.
Sure. Okay. Maria, it's a good question.
Yeah.
I guess the equivocation here is on what one means,
right?
One, you don't get rebaptized.
Correct.
And we do accept non-baptism Christian baptisms as well as valid baptisms.
Non-Catholic.
Non-Catholic baptisms. And
correct.
One thing, it's a little pet peeve, and this is not a language thing, Maria, but I just want to telegraph that at Catholic Answers, we believe that Catholics are Christians. We're
Amen.
A little allergic to the Catholic versus Christian. You know,
right.
I was Catholic, but now I'm Christian.
Right.
We're the original.
We're the original Christian franchise. Yeah, Maria, one Bible passage you might want to look up and share with this individual is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. So listen to this, Maria. St. Paul writes, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. So I think you could very easily speak to this individual who says, I don't believe that there should be one baptism. You can say, well, look, the Bible here says there is one baptism. So I'm going to go with the Bible and then invite that individual to accept what the Bible is revealing. Secondly, Maria, it's important to understand that what baptism does to us. When we are baptized in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, which, by the way, Maria, comes straight from Scripture in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, when we are baptized validly in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, we receive God's life into the soul, and our soul is changed. In some highfalutin language, we say there's an ontological change. What that basically means is that the soul goes from being a child of Adam to a child of God. Jesus would say it's a new birth in John 3, 3 through 5, which means there's something that changes within. And whenever that is validly done, whether it's in the Catholic Church or whether it's in the Lutheran Church or the Methodist Church or any other Christian community that the Catholic Church recognizes as having valid baptisms, that indelible mark is put on the soul. And so that cannot be undone. And any other attempt to be baptized after that first initial valid baptism would be invalid. It would just be a pouring of water. It wouldn't do anything to the soul. So, in conclusion, I would say Ephesians 4, 5, and then you can look up in the Catechism of the Catholic Church in its section on baptism. I don't have the paragraphs for you offhand, but you can easily find that on the internet. And then share with this individual what the Catholic Church teaches about baptism, and that might help you in the dialogue.
Makes sense.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Maria.
Yeah, and it's if you can, direct your friend to the Catechism online. 1213, by the way, I was able to grab it.
Thank you.
Number 121, easy to remember too. One baptism, right?
Yeah.
1213. Glad you're out there, Maria. Keep the faith.